I think we can miss those. And now back to Paris, to the, you know this building, Institut Monde d'Arabe? No? Well, this is a nice building by Jean Nouvel in 1987. And if we start looking in that building, you can just see Notre Dame over here, and you can see this interesting structure here, different on that side. This is on the south side. We look at the building, it looks like a sort of mosaic. And if you come closer into the building, and closer, you see that this is open, that's closed. Each of these little irises here act like the eye. They open and shut with photoelectric cells, and you can control the lighting and the heat gain in the building very nicely. That's at night. And then I think my last example is going to New Caledonia in the Pacific. I don't think there'll be anybody from there here today, probably. And you can see these beautiful wooden structures here, like this. And they protect the museum, this is a design of a museum, from the winds and the tempestuous kind of weather that can occur sometimes in that region. And they've actually used Iroko wood structure here, which is slatted like this. And then behind these is the museum. You see a bit of the museum there, which comes in behind there. Very beautiful structures. So this is combining passive control, again, with minimum amount of active control. And there's the museum at night, lit up, protected by these structures. There's a cross-section. There's the structure protecting the museum over here. And this means you can have practically natural ventilation most of the time. Natural ventilation, no fans, all that. These are a few things that have happened mainly in Britain in the last few years. The Future Systems Building, the use of turbines mounted into the building structure. That is the project Z project for London, with again turbine structures. This is the Phoenix Central Library in America, solar protection here. And this is the Houston Menel Collection, art collection, beautiful shaped construction. You see how carefully it's been designed to control the sun, but again, aesthetics, nice aesthetic. And so that's the last part, and over the time that I've been speaking to you, I've spoken a lot about how we control systems, how we use materials, how we need to be sustainable, we need to keep the energy down, the water down, and how we can do the architecture at the same time meeting the requirements of us all as people. Thank you.